Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that should be encouraged by our role in a series of great victories that continue to roll on in Ukraine. I was just fascinated. There is some footage of ordinary Ukrainians in the street hugging each other. Now, they haven't won the war yet, and there is still a long way to go. But they showed a young soldier raising his fist, almost jumping up and down for joy as he put up a Ukrainian flag in a tower in Kharkiv, which is the second largest city in Ukraine, recently liberated by the amazing achievement. With American help, British help, Canadian help, French and German help, yes, the civilized world behind the defense of Ukraine for its national sovereignty. But looking at that image of the Ukrainian flag with the yellow and the blue, this waving in the air above a liberated city and raising one fist in the air, shaking defiance at Vladimir Putin and the tyrants of the world. It's moving, and people should celebrate it and should celebrate our role in it. And there's also this. I mean, first of all, I think that people who basically cannot see why it is that the whole world is honoring the memory of Queen Elizabeth, who are trying to bring that down, like Ali Velshi on MSNBC. He had on, as I mentioned last hour, we were talking about Andrew Roberts, who is a great British historian. He's a wonderful Churchill biographer. He also wrote a fine biography of Napoleon. And Andrew Roberts, who I would love to welcome to our air. We've had him on before. We had him on to talk about his Churchill book. But he was on with Ali Velshi, and as he was talking about the Queen and why she was revered, Velshi said this. He said, we just had an historian on who said there are many people who are queenists. They're not monarchists. They liked her. They're either bored with the institution or think it needs to change or aren't going to be that into the next king. Give us your evaluation of that, Velshi said. And Roberts said that such opinions are wildly overstated, referencing opinion polls that found that some 80-85% of Brits, of people in Great Britain, support the constitutional monarchy, regardless of who is on the throne. And by the way, I think that King Charles, may he be well, has basically handled himself with great dignity and is cementing that emotional connection that he had some 70 years to prepare for. In any event, the confrontation between Ali Velshi, who was born in Kenya but raised in Canada, he is a Gujarati Indian of in terms of his ethnic background, he interrupted Roberts, and it sounded like this. Clip.
We just had an historian say that there are many people who are queenists. They're not monarchists. They liked her. They're either bored with the institution or think that it needs to change or aren't going to be that into the next king. Give us your evaluation of that.
I think that's wildly overstated, frankly. I think when you look at all the opinion polls, we're about 80-85% in favor of having a constitutional monarchy, whoever's on the throne. So I think this is extremely overdone, frankly. Rather, I'm afraid to say, as your introduction was, if we had given so much pain to people throughout history, why was Charles chosen by every single Commonwealth country, many of which are former imperial countries, as the head of the Commonwealth?
We abolished slavery. Hold on a second. Are you really denying what I just said about British colonialism? Are you really doing that, Andrew? Are you really doing that?
We abolished slavery.
Andrew, this is not a propaganda show. Andrew, I need you to stop. I need you to stop for a second. I need you to stop for a second. Are you really taking issue with the horrors of colonialism, Andrew?
I'm certainly taking issue with your remarks about slavery, which we abolished 32 years before you did. And we didn't have to kill 600,000 people in a civil war over it.
And not only that, but in terms of eliminating slavery in the rest of the world, using the British fleet to stop what had become the illegal slave trade, the Brits deserve a great deal of credit for ending slavery, not establishing it. And they were never one of the leading slave trading countries. Those were countries like Portugal in particular, Spain, the Netherlands. Yes, they were deeply involved. And even France, importing half a million slaves to Saint-Domingue, which was later became Haiti. In any event, one of the other things in that kind of confrontation is when people bring that up about the royal family, an institution that has a long and ugly history of brutalism, violence, theft, and slavery. That is exactly what Ali Velshi said earlier in their interchange. This also goes to something that people have brought up about South Africa and about the apartheid system, and the apartheid system being a relic of British colonialism. One of the fascinating things about the previous queen with the longest reign, she had a reign of 65 years, not quite the 70 years that Queen Elizabeth, may her memory be a blessing, achieved. But Queen Victoria was queen for 65 years, and she died in 1901, which meant that she lived to see the Boer War. And the Boer War was a terribly brutal war in which the Brits, yes, they initiated what were called concentration camps, but they were fighting against the settlers who were largely Dutch. They were somewhat Huguenot, they're mixed, but they had created their own identity over a couple of hundred years in South Africa. And it was the Boers, not the British minority, that were the advocates of apartheid. And basically, in terms of the struggle for control of that country, if you look at the history, it was the English parts of the population and the parts of the population that spoke English, not Afrikaans, that were more in favor of of moving away from the apartheid idea, which didn't come up until much later in South African history. And again, that recognition that basically Great Britain and its empire may have certainly had faults, and certainly it is a wonderful thing that finally the human race moved away from the institution of slavery. The idea of blaming the British Crown for slavery is simply wrong, and does not accord with some of the terrific achievements of that empire. And one of them being playing a very prominent role with enormous sacrifice and courage in saving the world from monstrous evil in World War II, and yes, also in the Cold War. When we come back, the New York Times, a fine piece by David Leonhardt, recognizing polling that looks like a Democratic surge may be biased. We'll get to that coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Noticed, I would assume, following the events leading up to the funeral and the coronation in the UK, King Charles, and yes, he is no longer Prince Charles, he is now King Charles III, he, over the weekend, addressed the lawmakers in Parliament before he traveled to Scotland for a procession with his mother's coffin in Edinburgh. Edinburgh, by the way, for people who haven't been there, is a spectacularly beautiful and wonderful city and one of the best cities in the world to visit, a remarkable place. King Charles, before he went to Edinburgh, addressed the lawmakers in Parliament about the future of Britain and the monarchy. Clip 5.
My lords and members of the House of Commons, I am deeply grateful for the addresses of condolence by the House of Lords and the House of Commons, which so touchingly encompass what our late sovereign, my beloved mother, the Queen, meant to us all. As I stand before you today, I cannot help but feel the weight of history which surrounds us and which reminds us of the vital parliamentary traditions to which members of both houses dedicate yourselves with such personal commitment for the betterment of us all.
And look, this is a very different situation than the 50 years, basically, that the king and parliament were at war with one another, resolved with a system in which the monarchy really does help to unite the country, no matter how fervent the back and forth would be with party politics. And speaking of party politics and fervent competition, there is this by David Leonhardt, who does the morning for New York Times, what they post every morning. And he has a warning sign. Okay? What warning sign? He says the final polls in the 2020 presidential election overstated Joe Biden's strength, especially in a handful of states. The polls reported that Biden had a small lead in North Carolina, but he lost the state to Donald Trump. The polls also showed Biden running comfortably ahead in Wisconsin, yet he won it by less than a percentage point. In Ohio, the polls pointed to a very tight race. Instead, Trump won it easily. In each of these states and some others, writes David Leonhardt of the New York Times, pollsters failed to reach a representative sample of voters. One factor seems to be that Republican voters are more skeptical of mainstream institutions and are less willing to respond to a survey. If that's true, polls will often understate Republican support until pollsters figure out how to fix the problem. And one of the ways that they've figured out how to fix the problem is that they realized that they were only calling at-home numbers. And then they tried to balance it, because most people right now there are many families in America that don't have landlines, that just have different cell phones. And the difficulty in terms of getting people to answer polls on cell phones, apparently those difficulties are great and substantial. In any event, I do think it is a factor that there are so many conservatives who are so skeptical about media. If someone calls you and says, "Oh, I'm from NBC News and I'm doing a survey," anybody out there had the experience of hanging up on them? I'll bet there are people who have. And then you also have the other factor that people on the other side, even though conservatives are more likely to hang up on pollsters, and basically, isn't it become sort of the thing with people are calling your home and they have numbers and they want to sell you some kind of other real estate opportunity, or they want to repair your home or do work for you. It's so obnoxious. And especially, I mean, what my wife has taught me to say, and they're, "Please take us off the list." They never do. But again, this would be a popular political issue. And so do I sympathize with people who hang up on pollsters? Sure. This possibility offers reason to wonder whether Democrats are really doing as well in the midterm elections as the conventional wisdom holds. Recent polls suggest that Democrats are favored to keep control of the Senate narrowly, while losing control of the House also narrowly. But the Democrats' strength in the Senate campaign depends partly on their strength in some of the same states where polls exaggerated Democratic support 2 years ago, including those three states, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Ohio, mentioned above. And, by the way, you could also add Pennsylvania to that, because Pennsylvania wasn't supposed to have been as close as it was, even though Biden did win by 80,000. Nate Cohn, the Times' chief political analyst, calls it a warning sign for both the Democratic Party and for the polls. The unavoidable reality is that polling is both an art and a science. And this is, again, David Leonhardt, requiring hard judgments about which kinds of people are more or less likely to respond to a survey and more or less likely to vote in the fall. There are still some big mysteries about the polls' recent tendency to underestimate Republican support. The pattern has not been uniform across the country, writes Leonhardt. In some states, such as Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, the final polls have been pretty accurate lately. The inconsistency makes the problem harder to fix because pollsters can't simply boost the Republican share everywhere, because in some states they've had accurate polling. Finally, the 2022 campaign does have two dynamics that make it different from normal midterms and that may help Democrats. The Supreme Court, dominated by Republican appointees, issued an unpopular decision on abortion. And Trump, unlike most defeated presidents, continues to receive a large amount of attention. As a result this year, the elections may feel less like a referendum on the current president and more like a choice between two parties. Biden, for his part, is making this point explicitly. Every election is a choice, he said recently. My dad used to say, don't compare me to the almighty Joey, compare me to the alternative. All right, we'll do that. Is the alternative Kamala Harris? We'll get to that.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Large investment firm J.P. Morgan says they believe inflation has peaked. In a note to clients, J.P. Morgan noting further confirmation of a peak is expected to go forward along with a drop. The firm citing a downward trend in gas prices over the summer. This as a growing number of banks are offering first-time homebuyers mortgages without large down payments. This comes as mortgage rates hit new highs. A benefit concert for Eastern Kentucky flood victims will feature some of the biggest names in country music. Chris Stapleton, Dwight Yoakam, and Tyler Childers are headlining a show called Kentucky Rising. It'll be at Rupp Arena in Lexington on Tuesday, October 11th. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 229 points to close at 32,381. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a guy named Jamie Harrison. You would know him best today because he's chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And he actually connects with this last segment we were just doing, where even David Leonhardt of the New York Times recognized that there had been a bias, and a bias going back for years, actually, toward Democrats and major polling, which is why it turned out that some elections that were supposed to be super close weren't close at all. One of those examples was Jamie Harrison, who was running against Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. And this is in 2020. And I believe he broke the all-time record. He got even more money than Beto O'Rourke, who got a ton of money. Who knows why people invest in Beto O'Rourke, but okay. So Jamie Harrison had gotten certainly broken all records in South Carolina, but I think it was for any Senate candidate ever. It was like over $100 million that he had raised in a Senate race, and he lost. And it wasn't even close. You can look it up. Lindsey Graham won by more than 10 points. And, okay, so now Jamie Harrison was rewarded. He has a consolation prize for not making it to the U.S. Senate. He ended up as the Democratic National Chairman. And he spoke about how utopian the world would be if only the Democrats could be in charge of everything. This is clip 7.
In less than 2 years, we stood up to the NRA. We stood up to the big oil and big pharma. We stood up to billionaire tax cheats and giant corporations. We sent a powerful message to all of the special interests. When Democrats are in charge, the government works for everyday folks. My friends, in 60 days, we can ensure our government continues working for you. The Republicans have told us who they care about. And I can tell you, it's not working people.
Okay, we can ensure that our government continues working for you. Do you feel like the government has been working for you? Do you think with the rate of inflation, and I know inflation is a little bit better, but generally economic management, the government has been working for you? How about with the schools? We just had the record lowest, the most negative school report card in terms of the aptitude test, the achievement test, actually, in fourth and eighth grade. America's report card, failing. The government's been working for you? Teachers haven't even been working here in Seattle for a week. And the strike continues. And that's what Democrats are in charge. When Democrats are in charge, the government works for you. How's that work in Seattle? I mean, seriously. They can't even paint over the damn graffiti, which really should be doable. That's achievable. That's not a some kind of complex moral issue. It's just an issue of cleaning up garbage or cleaning a wall. In any event, what's interesting is keep in mind that he just said that government's going to keep working for you with the Democrats in charge. But Kamala Harris says she can't wait to use her tie-breaking vote to break the filibuster. This is at the same rally with Jamie Harrison was speaking at, 2.5.
In our first year in office, some of the historians here may know, I actually broke John Adams' record of casting the most tie-breaking votes in a single term. That being the case, I cannot wait to cast the deciding vote to break the filibuster on voting rights and reproductive rights. I cannot wait.
Okay, and I think what she's talking about is why hasn't she done that so far? Because there aren't enough Democrats who want to eliminate the filibuster. Sinema, Kristen Sinema in Arizona, and Joe Manchin have not favored that. So she's talking about the fact that they would gain two seats, because if they gain more than two seats, then her tie vote is irrelevant. But she's increasingly irrelevant. She has been put in charge, as you know. President Biden very wisely designated security at the border to be the responsibility of his noble Vice President Kamala Harris. Chuck Todd on NBC confronted her with that. Listen, this is clip four.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. But there are still a lot of problems that we are trying to fix, given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years. We also have to put in place a law and a plan for a pathway for citizenship for the millions of people who are here and are prepared to do what is legally required to gain citizenship. We don't have that in place because people are playing politics in a state like this and in Congress. By the way, you want to talk about bipartisanship on an issue that at one time was a bipartisan issue, both in terms of Republican senators and even presidents.
Okay, look, we do need immigration reform, but before you can get any immigration reform, you have to staunch the bleeding. You have to stop the illegal entries at the border. And the idea that there will be no progress on long-time reform on immigration until they do that, it just seems obvious. There's this from Eagle Pass in Texas. Fire Department Chief Manuel Mello had this to say. This is clue 13.
In my career, in the last year or two, I had never seen so many drownings like we're seeing right now. We when I started, we used to do maybe 12 a year. Now we're doing one a day, 30 a month. These are young gentlemen, young women that are seeing more than any normal person would see in a lifetime. I mean, if you think about it, it's almost like a war zone. It's almost like a war zone.
And again, when that is recognized by people who are actually at the border, then clearly the security can be improved. And it seems to me the inability of Kamala Harris to even begin to address that by simply saying we have a secure border. If you have 2 million people who are crossing without authorization, and again, I'm not sure how you calculate the figures, because there are people who are let in who are seeking asylum, and then there are people who still just sneak in. And getting some kind of control on the border seems to be a what both sides, you talk about bipartisanship, ought to consider a priority. Also, to stay out of jail, stay away from crazy conspiracy theories. That's another Texas story, nothing to do with immigration, actually. Coming right up. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Marion gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved show, there are a couple of Senate races that are so close and so hotly contested that they are going to decide, it's four or five of them that are that close, that crucial, that consequential. They're going to decide control of the United States Senate, which is a very big deal. The second 2 years of the Biden administration would look very, very different if you had Mitch McConnell as majority leader, or perhaps if Mitch McConnell decides to step aside from that role. I don't think he will. I don't think he should. But John Thune is another opportunity, senator from South Dakota. In any event, the idea of John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, who is just recovering from a stroke, who has basically been dodging debates with Mehmet Oz, with Dr. Oz, his opponent for the Senate seat from Pennsylvania. And the sad part about the Senate seat is Pat Toomey, who was a congressman before he was a U.S. senator. He was one of the organizers of the Club for Growth, leading conservative, really a Tea Party-favored conservative, and an outstanding U.S. senator, somebody who really serves his country very well, continues to do so. He's leaving the Senate, and the idea that John Fetterman, who right now can barely talk, would actually win the Senate seat is so appalling. And again, he is, this is what he sounded like in a rally over the weekend. Here are a few of the highlights, as they put it, from his weekend speech. Listen.
One of you, you didn't have a doctor in your life making fun of it, making light of it, or telling you that you're not fit to be served. Yeah, can you describe my stroke? What's happened? Yeah. So I use the example. So pretend I want to go to Wegmans. It's such the most important race for the Senate here for 22. We have to replace Pat Toomey. Oh, no. Senator Toomey was not very nice to me. Pat Toomey is a miracle. He had a chance to match me up again. Abortion is the ballot now in November.
Sounds dynamic. That would be a debate worth watching, because, look, Dr. Oz can express himself. And honestly, if Fetterman was serious about his commitment and his purported idealism, etc., he could step aside even at this late date and withdraw as a candidate, and then they would I don't know how it would work on the ballot in Pennsylvania. I think there's still probably time to replace him with someone else. This is actually, it's not even funny. It's just sad. And again, the extreme nature of our politics, that you can't even work out a way to exchange ideas in a debate. I know there's a preliminary agreement between Fetterman and Dr. Oz about going forward and debating. But it's astonishing that so much would be dependent upon it. Speaking about how much is dependent upon it, here's a case of traffic tickets. A failure to pay traffic tickets leading to a 3-year prison sentence. Had he paid his traffic tickets, Jonathan Reynolds likely would have gone about his business without further trouble. He is an adherent of a long-standing conspiracy theory, and the 34-year-old Tarrant County truck driver in Texas believes criminal laws, including traffic laws, do not apply to him. And so he turned 2 routine traffic tickets into a federal criminal case and a 3-year term in prison. U.S. Judge Reed O'Connor in Fort Worth sentenced Reynolds earlier this summer to 3.5 years in prison for lying on a federal firearms form. The rarely used charge likely never would have been brought had Reynolds paid his tickets and not tried to bill the Arlington police officer who stopped him for $5,000. The sovereign citizen ideas espoused by Reynolds go beyond avoiding traffic fines. The FBI considers it an anti-government extremist movement. Sovereign citizens believe the U.S. government is illegitimate and actually a corporation that secretly sold bonds using citizens as collateral. There are variations, but followers generally believe that the people are creditors who have a right to collect from the government and don't have to follow its laws in any way. Reynolds recently moved to North Texas from Illinois, is adamant that his rights were violated and the government is corrupt. Quote, our liberties are set in stone by treaties, and to go against law is an act of treason, which is what the judge did the day you were at court, he said in an email from jail. Sovereign citizen ideology dates back to the 1970s, when it was first dreamed up by white supremacists intent on defying the nation's laws. And it doesn't appear to be slowing down. In this era of rampant conspiracy mongering, sovereign citizens, once dismissed as fringe actors, have found a growing audience. Because some QAnon followers also question the legitimacy of the government, well, since they think the government is blood-drinking, child-molesting Satanists, they are particularly receptive to sovereign citizen ideas. Okay, there's not a conspiracy here, but there is a political issue. Should monkeys be used as service animals, or is that disrespectful to primates? Okay, it's a touching film and supposedly based on a true story. It is called Gigi and Nate. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Marcia Gay Harden plays a ferociously dedicated mom whose son is paralyzed after a tragic accident, so she decides to use unconventional means to help him in Gigi and Nate, now playing in theaters.
I'd like to request a service animal for my son.
And that's when I got Gigi.
He has a monkey.
It's free country.
Gigi allows me to live my life to the fullest every single day.
Loosely based on a true story, this tear-jerking film also features Jim Belushi and Diane Ladd, but the real star is an amazingly expressive capuchin monkey who steals every scene that she's in. The slow-moving plot that features obnoxious animal activists who protest the service animal monkey being used in this way feels unconvincing and manipulative. Rated PG-13 for intense scenes of suffering and pain and even an attempted suicide. 2 stars for the ambitious but flawed Gigi and Nate. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking with George Will, among others, about what is going on in the world right now that is decisive, with an election approaching in less than 2 months and a change of fortunes in the epic struggle in Ukraine. There are people who say that with Putin now clearly losing the war, he's even more dangerous than before. What does that mean to the United States? We'll also be talking about a new Gallup poll that asks who are the unhappiest people in the world. And we will be looking at a nation, it's not the United States, with a gigantic suicide problem, so much so that they are determined to do something directly about it. And finally, electric vehicles are being hailed as a great triumph for humanity and the source of a correction for everything regarding climate change. Not so fast, as Björn Lomborg, is that even if we got to a situation where we had only electric vehicles, no more gas vehicles at all, in other words, the California dreamin', right, that it would have virtually no impact and maybe even a negative impact on the emission of greenhouse gases and the acceleration of climate change. We'll be dealing with all of it, plus new outrages in political charges back and forth, and the future of the country actually in the face of new developments. Is it really as negative as people maintain? We'll talk about all of it coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.